Rumi, wrong. In the time of Rumi, they believe in the reality they could touch at least. And blindly say, I believe in this. What about you? You're looking at the monitors. You're seeing the things that doesn't really exist. You know that it's made up. But you love it. It starts with Superman, then it goes to all these special effects. You believe in that, but when I say non-existence, you're not that. Non-existence is real creation. Creation happens there. Everything comes from non-existence and goes to non-existence. Except you, of course. You will be here, you will write another book that I remember I was in China, I was that lady in China, I was the queen of Sheba, or whatever. Me, I go to non-existence, the only place that he is sitting, the beloved. There is no need for a big, I don't know, courier or ceremony. I died. And for a short period of time here, I was there and I'm going back there. And I love it more. You know why? Because non-existence is full of possibilities and existence is the end of a potentiality. Finish is this. And if you like this, good for you. You could remain this. I will transform. I know I have to become non-existence. And I love it. I don't cry for myself and you being giving a speech in this sermon when they are putting me down there. That's not me. That's a part of this existence which is going back to this existence and it was carrying me. I'm going to that non-existence because I was in that non-existence. You know why I came here? Exactly like why you live with your breath, right? Why do you let it out? It comes out in him. That's how it is. It comes out of him, in me, out of me, in him. That's how we are related. That's the breath. That's the connection. But remember this puzzle. This simple puzzle. By repeating this verse, suddenly it will come to you. With that low, something, what was that? That trickery, you notice that this is some special verse because even in translation, he didn't know how to say it really. It's low, or it is. There are two universes, existence and non-existence. Reality exists for you, but it's not that important. Non-existence is important to us, but you don't see it. But here you will put it like this. Look at your reality, which is always changing, right? So it's not fixed, it's not stable. Our truth is always there. It doesn't change. Non-existence is always non-existence. Take out its non-existence. Eliminate its non-existence. The seal doesn't exist, it's non-existence. But in a way it exists. Because all the existence comes out of it, so there should be some existence in it. And you can go crazy. Remember. And if you want to follow this up, then the best one is in the book of Hegel. W.T. States has wrote his PhD thesis about the Hegel philosophy, and that's the best book to understand Hegel philosophy. One chapter is about non-existence, and he talks about non-existence as a philosophical debate. You say non-existence exists because you cannot say non-existence doesn't exist. Then go to the puzzle, and he starts with an hour. Beautiful chapter.
It also sounds like our friend Ibn Arabi. There's a lot of this non-existence in the world.
Yes, even with Rumi's like that, you will see, because to us, Non-existence is important.
Why? You tell me why non-existence is important to us.
It's where we came and it's where we're going.
See? Those were poetic words. Again, I'm that alien. Don't give me nonsense. Why non-existence is important to us? Yes. Yes, give me your question.
I just remember what I felt like when you went through that thing of we're always in non-existence, mm-hmm. some part of us. It is where everything comes from. It's the source, it's the essence.
More important, the importance is the location of this argument we're in. When I ask this question, when we are here, I ask this question, the answer is here. When we are looking at book 4, I may repeat this question. The answer is there. Remember, I'm doing my duties as a teacher here, explaining Rumi. Now answer me. I wish this ego of mine didn't exist. State of non-existence of this ego is my real existence. Do you get it? That's the non-existence I'm looking for. Because I know there is a moment of consciousness that this animal self doesn't exist. I know it. I look at Shams, I look at Rumi, I look at Hafiz, I look at Jesus, and I will see the example of this. They all tell me, you will be there when you get rid of this fellow. Polishing. What is the meaning of polishing? The real meaning of polishing is that you are trying to get rid of the stuff which is covering that shiny surface. Remember Michelangelo said it perfectly. You remember Michelangelo Buonarroti? He said, the statue of David was in the stone. I just chipped the other stuff which was covering it. Non-existence of those is the statue of David. Non-existence of ego and self, that pitiful one, is the state of being enlightened. That simple. That's why he insists on this non-existence. Because non-existence is not only one word, philosophical state of mind that you should think about or you shouldn't. Maybe I'm not going philosophical because we know he told us that, hey, becoming clever and naughty doesn't do it. You have to clean yourself. Cleaning yourself means non-existence of all the feeling and dirt and all of the nonsenses, which starts from me, the doer, me, the guy who believes in his own effort, and jealous and selfish. Getting rid of this will lead me to the state of non-existence. Yes.
Come in, Mother. By the right of motherhood, see this fire, how it has no fieriness. Come in, Mother, for felicity is come. Come in, Mother, do not let fortune slip from thy hand. Thou hast seen the power of that curb. Come in, that thou mayest see the power and grace of God.
Yeah, there is no thou. It is you. He's talking to the mummy. And he will say, you know why you're not coming in this fire? Because you're afraid of that efforty guy or that Jew. Okay, when you're over there, that's a power you could watch. You could see the power of the truth, power of Hab. When you switch, when you come in the fire, when you let the impurities burn, then you will see it. Yes?
Mother,